In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom and Anthony today. You know who we're looking at? We're looking at John the Baptist. But before we look at John the Baptist, I want to look at his father Zechariah's prophecy, chapter 1 of Luke, and the verse is 76. "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High." I'm going to tell you, prophecy had 400 years difference. There was nothing said after Malachi until John the Baptist, 400 years. "You shall be called the prophet of the Most High, and you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins." This is John the Baptist. It was prophesied by Zechariah. I'm looking at Luke 3. "In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licentius ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness." Now, why is it telling us it was in the year of this and the year of that? Because it's reality. It's not a fiction. It's not something that's made up. John was raised up during the time Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea. Oh, yes. "He went into the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin." Some people look at John the Baptist having a three-piece suit. No, he had camel hair as a clothing, and that was not kosher. And he had a leather belt around his waist, not kosher. So he was breaking the kosher laws, and that's what begins to happen with this prophet of prophets. "He went into the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness." I see our voices here crying in the wilderness also, because people have gone and drifted away from Jesus Christ. I know one young man who knew Jesus and the power of the Eucharist, who's into the New Age movement. Oh, yes, I want to call people back, sinners back, to the grace of God through Jesus Christ our Lord, as he shed his blood for you. Oh, yes, we are a voice in the wilderness. Not many voices call out as we do. I have got so many letters saying, "You are a voice in the wilderness," and that's real. We proclaim Jesus, and we proclaim him as the only Lord. Oprah has gone to another gospel, not the gospel of Jesus Christ. She used to be a Christian. Now she says there are many roads to God. No, there's only one road to God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." I tell you, John the Baptist was proclaiming the coming of Messiah. Oh, yes, and we know who that Messiah is. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, the name above all names. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized to him, "You brood of vipers." I tell you, he was not saying, well, we don't want to hurt their feelings. He called them a brood of vipers. "Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance." Yes. What about your tree? What kind of fruit are you bearing? What about my tree? What kind of fruit am I bearing? Bear fruit that goes along with repentance. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We need to bear good fruit. Jesus said, if you remain in me and I remain in you, you will produce much fruit, and that fruit will last. How we need to produce good fruit. Do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Sounds like hell to me. I tell you, John the Baptist didn't mince words. He was looking for people who were going to give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was preparing the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you how we need people to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember this saint sent the people who were fasting and praying before him, and he was going to preach at another city, but the people fasted in prayer to prepare the way of this saint, and he proclaimed the last things, heaven and hell. How we need to know the last things. Where are we going when we die? Where are we going when do you know that Jesus Christ gave your life for you? Gave his life for you so that you would not end up in hell? Do you know that our Lord Jesus Christ bled for you so that you would not end up in hell? Do you know that? Do you know that? This is the gospel. We are not saved by our good works. We are saved by the blood of Jesus. We are saved by the cross of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered them all by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." That's Jesus. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? How necessary it is, because we cannot get along without this great baptism in the Spirit. It is not a sacrament, but it brings us to do ministry in the power of God. Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Are you hungry for it? Are you longing for it? Are you thirsty for it? Let's continue. He will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor, to gather the wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Tell us about John the Baptist, Anthony.
He had fire, you know, and the thing about fire is it consumes and it ignites everything it touches. Father, we need your fire. Please send down the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the fire. You know, sometimes we just need to understand it's not what God can do for me, but it's what I can do for God. You know, humility is not thinking less about yourself. It's about thinking about yourself less. John the Baptist lived for God. He lived to pave the way for Jesus. He lived to pave the way for the Lord. He was in the wilderness just crying out for God, crying out for you, because he was preparing the way for the Messiah who came to save you and redeem you. You know, it's just John the Baptist understood he is nothing and God is everything. If we can understand, if I can understand that I'm nothing and God is everything, then truly no evil can touch us. You know, John the Baptist, he wasn't concerned about what he was wearing. He didn't have a mirror to look at himself. His eyes were focused upon the Lord, upon his God. In the beginning, prayer isn't asking God what we want. Prayer begins with looking in the face of God, looking to God and letting him fill us with all his goodness. So Lord, we just ask for your love and your glory. And you know, the fire of God is on this broadcast. The fire of God is what God wants to just impart to you. Candace, the fire of God is coming upon you now. Sanamaske. So Lord, we just ask for you to impart this fire, to burn out everything not of you, to send down your love and your glory. You know, God's calling you to pave the way for Jesus. There's people in your life that God wants to use you like John the Baptist, for you to set the seeds, for you to pave the way, for you to proclaim the goodness of God. There's people in your life whose salvation, God's trying to use you to bring them to salvation. In the end of this life, you know, there is heaven or hell, and there's rewards as well. You know, we do it because we love God and we love neighbor by default. But God wants to use you in such a mighty way. You know, he wants to speak through you. Yesterday we were coming back from Kingdom Awakening, and when we stopped at the gas station, and the Lord told me, as me and Father Tom were praying, the gas station attendant, you know, she was very worried about her kids, and she was drifting far away from God, so we gave her a rosary, and we gave her the word of God on her life. And she was touched, and we asked, can I pray for you now? We took her hand and she gave her life to Jesus because the power of God was displayed. Power of God was displayed at Sunday Mass at St. John the Baptist, where they had the whole nativity scene. They had about goats, donkeys. They had a baby Jesus. They had so many animals there. The children were there. People were praising and worshiping the Lord. You could feel the presence of angels and the Holy Spirit. You know, the fire of God, this Saturday, December 11th at 5 o'clock, there's going to be another nativity scene at St. John the Baptist in Quincy. Come, experience the fire of God. Father Tom was singing Christmas carols. It was an amazing time. You guys are all invited.
All invited. John was more than inviting. He was calling people to repentance. Repentance. Turn away from your sins and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I tell you, we live in an era today where Jesus is not proclaimed. I learned all the Christmas carols in government schools. Our children don't even know the Christmas carols anymore because no one teaches them that. Oh, they know about Rudolph the Red-Nosed, what? Reindeer. Big deal. But they don't know, oh, Holy Night. Oh, no, they don't know Silent Night. They don't know, O come all ye faithful. They don't know, O we three kings. We learn this in government schools, in public schools. Now they cannot even mention what Christmas is all about. How sad. This is the world we live in today, and we're part of it. That's why we need to be the voice in the wilderness to make straight the way of the Lord, to make straight that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that He has something that He wants to give you so that you would live for Him. I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts to give you a future and a hope. Yes, only Jesus can give you that future and a hope. Thank God for people like John the Baptist. Thank God for people like Ralph Martin. Thank God for people like us who proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and call people to repentance. Turn away from your sins and believe in Jesus Christ. Turn away from your sins. Get to confession. You need to get to confession during these Advent days. How we need to turn away from our sins. You see, we live in an era when you read the paper today, something bad happens. Tomorrow, something worse will take its place. This is just real. How the world is in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. How I am in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. It means that we need to be hungry and thirsty for Him. Are you hungry for Him? Are you thirsty for Him? Have you surrendered your life to Him? Oh, yes. This is what John the Baptist is all about. He ate locusts and wild honey. People think locusts are grasshoppers. No, from the locust tree, they're beans, and they're awful. I've seen them. They're ugly. And wild honey, well, that would help with the beans. But that's what he ate because he was always fasting. He didn't have chicken or he didn't have beef. He ate locusts and wild honey and preparing the way for the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. How we need to prepare people for the way of the Lord. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other Lord but Him. He brings us to the Father. He is God Almighty. He forgives our sins. He calls sinners to repentance. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means you. That means me. We are in need of Savior. For unto us in the city of David, Bethlehem, is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Oh, yes, He wants to save you from your sins. He wants to save me from my sins. Unto us in the city of David, Bethlehem, is born a Savior. Do you need a Savior today? I do. I need a new Savior. Not new Savior. I need a Savior every day of my life. Every day of my life.
In every second of our life, we need to breathe in the Holy Spirit. You know, why does Jesus want to save you from sin today? Because He wants to give you joy unimaginable. Sin is nothing other than independence from God's will for our life. You know, and when we sin, we cut ourselves off from God's grace. When you sin, when I sin, we put a wall in between us and the Lord. And God doesn't want anything in between you and Him. He wants you partaking in His divine nature, you know? The truth is, He doesn't want evil afflicting you. God created everything. But He really didn't create evil because it's directly against His nature. Evil's not even real. All evil is a lack of God. You know, God is pure goodness. So when you take God out of anything, you're taking goodness out of it, and all you have left is evil. So when we take Jesus out of the schools, when we take Jesus out of our society, when we take Jesus out of our lives, that's when evil comes in. And God doesn't, you know, we know who the prince of evil is. We know who the prince of this world is. God doesn't want you making decisions based on what you see on the news, you know, what based on what you're taught. If every decision you make is rooted and grounded in Jesus, in the Word of God, in the love of God, in through the Holy Spirit, you know, you will not have sin and evil in your life. You know, we know that the beginning of wisdom is, wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. So if I want to be wise, if you want to be wise, we first need to fear the Lord. We need to not fear the Lord like a condemning God. We need to fear the Lord because he's so good. And we fear offending the Lord because we don't want to sin, because sin drives out the Holy Spirit. Sin drives out that fatherly love, because who God loves, he disciplines, and he loves you. He doesn't want to have to discipline you. But when we sin, you know, he puts a wall between us and him until we come to repentance. Because like a little child, I need to be taught right and wrong. And God has a masterful way of doing that. You know, but God wants you to partake in the divine nature. God wants to fill you with all his fire and his love and his glory. You know, angels hearken at the word of God. And the truth is, we have command in the ministry of angels. But even the angels, they like to be around and hang out with people who have common interests as them. And what is the common interest you can have with angels today? Jesus, obedience, humility, love, light. Lord, release your light, because God is light and there's no darkness in him. Lord, release your angels. You know, the angels of fire, they stare. And they're in the throne room of God, looking at God all day, proclaiming, holy, holy, holy. They're coming upon you now. You know, what's in common with you and the angels? We can stare at the face of Jesus all day. We can look at the Eucharist in adoration and let the purifying light of God just flood us. You can look at Jesus by reading his word. You can worship Jesus by praising him. You know, we want to look from heaven down, not from the earth up. We want to have heavenly perspectives. You know, what is impossible, you think, in your life, God can do it. Snap of the finger. You know, pray with all supplication and ask the Lord what you need. Jesus wants you to pray with faith today. He wants you to ask him to meet your needs, because he's a God of love, of providence, of goodness. You know, when we're doing ministry on Methadone Mile, I give a testimony that, you know, before I had Jesus, you know, I was partying and I was addicted to drugs, and I had a bout of depression, and in 1 second God delivered me from all of that. But then I tell him, it's not because I'm special, because I'm not. It's because that's who our God is. Your God is a God of miracles, of deliverance, of goodness. And he wants to give that all to you. And all you have to do, prepare the way of the Lord in yourself. Start begging God to help you take sin out of your life so there becomes nothing between you and the King, the CEO, the God of God, the Lord of Lords. And Lord, I just pray right now you release the fire of God, because the fire of God is what burns out everything not of him.
And John said, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. How we need that fire. That fire which purifies. That fire that lights us on fire. How many people do you know that are on fire with the Lord Jesus Christ? How many people do you know that are on fire with the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm on fire. I need to be on fire. I need more fire. I need to proclaim him in season and out of season. I'm going to tell you many times that I've been at this microphone, I've been out of season. But when that time comes to proclaim Jesus, God gives me the words and God gives me the spirit to be able to preach the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need Jesus, who baptizes in the Holy Spirit and fire. Oh, yes, John the Baptist was a fire preacher. He was. And everyone that were Pharisees thought he was crazy. But he was crazy in love with the one he was preparing for, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I remember a song by Connie Francis, "Everybody's Somebody's Fool." Whose fool are you? I'm the fool of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm Jesus's fool. I want to proclaim like John the Baptist, turn away from your sins, go to confession, give your life to Jesus, let him put you on fire, that you would know the great hope to which he calls you, that you would know the great love to which he calls you, that you would know the great faith to which he calls you. Do you know these things? If not, say, Lord, I want to know. I want to know. I want to know about Jesus. I want to give him my life. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.